Well, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said today that President Trump has no plans to meet with the Iranian president while he's in New York for the United Nations General Assembly later this month. Mnuchin also insisted there will be no change in the administration's maximum pressure policy on Tehran after the departure of the president's national security advisor, John Bolton, earlier this week. Let's bring in Jim Walsh, here now security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Hey, good to be with you.
Good to have you here. And John Bolton was a hardliner on Iran, skeptical of engagement, but President Trump has said he's open to a meeting with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. What do you think? Will there be one? What do you make of Mnuchin's comments?
Well, I will say this, that for the first 3 years of the Trump administration, I would have guessed that neither Iran nor the administration would want to meet. I have since, in the past 4 months, met with Iranian officials who displayed a shocking, to me, openness to trying to improve this relationship. I didn't expect them to say that. And now we hear the similar noises coming from the administration. So it's possible. It's possible. But there's still a lot of political and psychological obstacles in the way. But I haven't heard any of that before. This is the first time I think there's a real possibility of that.
Do you think that the end result could be a deal that looks exactly like the Iranian nuclear deal that President Obama signed but has President Trump's name on it?
I think the most likely outcome, because we don't have a lot of time, you know, it took 3 years to negotiate the Iran deal, all lots of complexities and details. So I think you're more likely to get a North Korea-style interim agreement that says, hey, we'll stop banning the sale of your oil if you stop doing a couple of things here and there, and we'll just try to find an equilibrium and hold on to that to the end of the election.
What about with North Korea? The president yesterday said Bolton hurt his efforts to cut a deal with North Korea's Kim Jong-un on nuclear weapons. What do you think will happen now with North Korea?
I think you know, we don't know what's inside the leader of inside the leader's mind. Here I'm talking about Kim, not Trump. I've been predicting since the beginning we'll get a third summit. I think we're going to have a third summit, and that's where the rubber will meet the road. I think the North Koreans think that they're sort of in the driver's seat here. You know, when you go into diplomacy, the question is who wants it more? And the closer we come to an election that could be close, the more the president will want to get a deal. And that gives, you know, leverage to the North Koreans.
On Afghanistan, Bolton disagreed with the president's plan to meet with the Taliban at Camp David. Trump ended up canceling that meeting after a Taliban attack last week killed an American soldier. Here's the president speaking at the Pentagon yesterday.
They thought they would use this attack to show strength. But actually, what they showed is unrelenting weakness. The last 4 days, we have hit our enemy harder than they have ever been hit before, and that will continue.
What do you think that Bolton's departure means for the war in Afghanistan?
Well, I think let's step back. There are two pieces here. We're going to have a new national security advisor. So part of the question, answer to the question is who that person is. Are they a bureaucratic street fighter? Are they a conciliator? Are they a hawk or a dove? Do they see their role as advocacy for their own policy or coordination? So the big question will be who will be the next national security advisor? But the second piece of this that really matters is what is the environment in which that person is working, the national security decision-making process? And that appears to me to be broken, right? So what's going to happen to all those Bolton staffers who are still sitting in their chairs?
Some of them have already left.
Yes, and they will leave. So we will have had a third national security advisor, a third set of new staff members to come in with whoever that person is, and a process in which many of the key players are acting or where the roles are not filled. And so part of the issue is who he brings in. But the second issue is the system, and the system seems broken to me.
Do you expect a dove or a hawk in that role next?
I expect a loyalist.
That's a Trump loyalist.
Yes. And so the answer is it could be hawk or dove.
It's whatever he wants.
Exactly. And the president himself can shift. We've seen him shift positions, you know, authorizing a missile strike, pulling back at the last minute. He's not defined by ideology. He could pursue war. He could pursue peace. All those things are on the table. And so the person he's going to want is not going to be a person who has set policy preferences, but rather someone who's going to support him.
That is Jim Walsh, here now security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.